Bob, welcome to another episode of the Sal and Bob Show. Good to have you here. We're at Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse here in Northville, Michigan, man. You ready for a great show? Live show here with our guests and everybody showing up.
Yes, I am, sir. This is my hometown. I live literally less than 2 miles from here. This is the most local gig I'll ever have, unless I have an audience in my living room. So it's good to be here with you, buddy.
This is great, man. We hit the Hyde Park Grill for a show in Beechwood, Ohio, about a month ago. And then when we just came up here to have kind of a drink one night, we kind of talked to the waitstaff, told them what we had done at their other location. I got a hold of a Megan in corporate, and they love the idea of having us here for a live performance and a sponsored performance. We've got friends coming. We've got comics coming. Poker
unsuspecting
guys coming.
Customers coming in. They have no idea what they're going
to
see here.
It's just great. Great to be here. This is a new location. This is probably about 3-4 months in that it's been open.
Brand new.
It's absolutely beautiful. It probably looks just like all their other locations, but it's high end. Sits here on that 6 mile Haggerty kind of corridor with a bunch of restaurants.
Restaurant
and everything.
Row. Yeah. I call this on Haggerty. There's got to be 20 of them.
It's just great to be here. You heard Macarena just right now.
Hey, Macarena. Hey, Sal and Bob Show.
Huge song. I mean, that song was huge. Do you remember that song, Bob?
I remember that song. And I hate to always be the guy who speaks negatively of the songs, but this song is one of the worst of all time, isn't it? I mean,
it's...
I know you got a lot of facts on this.
Well... I'm so old that all these songs that we do every week, I have a memory. I have a memory about this song. And this song, my memory about this song, I swear to God, I went to Cancun, Mexico with two of my buddies, Quinlivan and Kevin Sade, and we were in Mexico. And that was the first time I heard this song.
Cue the Cop, a former guest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bob Show,
and that when I was there, that's when I heard this song for the first time. Because I think it was kind of more of a Caribbean song first, obviously, before it kind of
party song,
made the wave to the United States. But I remember this song. It's by Los Del Rio. The song is about a woman who cheats on her boyfriend while he's being drafted into the Army. I didn't know that back in 96.
Nice gal.
I could give a rat's
into
ass
which
about
army?
That.
The Mexican Army?
Apparently. But this was an international hit in 95, 96, and 97. Continues to be a popular dance at weddings, parties, and sporting events. It's kind of died out in the last probably 10, 15 years. But, I mean, for a while there, playing everywhere. I mean... It didn't matter where you were, it was getting played. And have you ever literally done the Macarena, Bob?
No, you know me. I'm not a dancer. I don't dance, like, at all. I wouldn't know even where to begin with this.
But I know you just
is it
fold
like the hokey pokey?
Open. Yeah, it's
put
it's
your left
like
leg
that.
In and
yeah. crazy. One of the most iconic examples of the 1990s dance music. It was ranked number one greatest one-hit wonder of all time by VH1 in 2002.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, this was just a huge hit.
You picked a good one, Sal.
Yeah, just a huge hit. The Macarena. I thought it would be perfect with today's show because maybe we can get some of our guests out in the lounge to do the Macarena. We'll give them a coffee cup.
Yeah. maybe a crummer. We might have to sweeten the deal with a crummer to get them to do the Macarena.
Yeah, I don't know if people are going to remember the Macarena too much.
Can I bust in with some lyrics here? You know I love the lyrics.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So this, I don't know if people on the dance floor are actually hearing the lyrics to this, but here's some. When I dance, they call me Macarena. And the boys, they say, que soy buena. They all want me. They can't have me. So they all come and dance beside me, move with me, chant with me. And if you're good, I'll take you home with me. I've used that line a couple of times. It didn't get me anywhere. Then there's a lot of stuff about she's just talking about how great she is. But don't you worry about my boyfriend. Yeah, he just got drafted. He's a boy whose name is Victorino. I don't want him. Couldn't stand him. He was no good. So I, now come on, what was I supposed to do? All right, Macarena. What a trollop.
Oh my God.
What a
you
what a dirtbag.
Really feel old? You really want to feel old?
Yeah, older than I feel right now?
Yeah, this song came out, okay, came out. It was released on August 15th, 1995. on cassette.
On cassette?
Yes.
We have a one of our friends that just stopped in to see us today, and it's the lovely and talented Miss Sheila Lovely. How are you?
Sheila, I'm doing
Lovely.
Good.
Thanks for stopping by, Sheila.
Absolutely.
I know it was a long trip for
I
you.
I know. It probably took me a whole four
couple
minutes.
Couple of lights.
4 minutes?
Yeah. It was brutal, but I braved it, and I'm here.
Well, it's very nice of you to come here and be a part of the show. We're glad to see so many friends of the Sal and Bob Show out here. And we understand the one-hit wonder today is the Macarena. And you just said...
I know the moves.
You do.
I honest to God,
and where do you learn the moves to the Macarena?
This is when I was doing the auto shows. And we were down in California.
Let's back up a second. When you say doing the auto shows,
yeah.
You were modeling and being
a narrator.
Yes,
I was with Chrysler.
We don't want people to think you just were going
doing
to random
the auto
shows.
Okay. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So what did they do? Make you do the Macarena in front of the...
Yeah, I was working for the Ford Probe.
Did they make you do the Macarena sitting in front of
the
Chrysler Sebring or something?
No, we all...
Chrysler Sebring, yeah. You had to go way back for that, man.
That's right. No, it should be... Macarena, it should be a more foreign name, like a Le Sabre or, you know, something, you know, a little bit more...
I don't know. I thought they were still around.
Gran Torino. But no.
Did you sit in front of the Pinto?
I like
the Pinto and the Santa Maria.
The Maria, right, exactly.
Don't forget the Nino.
Yeah, no.
Or is it Nina?
El Nino.
Yeah. Jesus, now we're talking weather patterns.
Exactly.
So welcome to the show. Let's start this again. So tell us how you danced the Macarena.
Okay, we would go out drinking after the show. You know, I mean, the show would end like about 9 o'clock, and then you'd all go out and, you know, hit the bars. Uh-huh. And we were all out there doing lemon drops. And I laughed so hard because there were some people like me who actually, you know, try to follow the rules. And then there are some people like who don't give a damn.
No, they're
and
just
are
trying
just
to pick up
dying,
somebody.
Dying, just making me laugh
but
so
not
hard.
You.
And I did the, you know, hand out. Hand up, hand the I Dream a Genie move.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that was part of the deal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Then it's the hand.
The Barbara Eden.
Then it's the hand. Yeah, the Barbara Eden move. You got it. Then there's the penthouse move with the head up, you know, the hands behind the head.
Yeah.
Okay. Then
that's,
you got
that's
the hand.
Getting arrested.
Yeah. okay.
So
okay.
Now you are.
Oh,
on
there
today.
You go. There's your DUI move. Okay. Then there's the hand across the hip.
That's called the Harvey Weinstein. I know. Each section has a little tidbit.
Okay. Then there's the hand on your butt on the back, and then you do a little.
That's the Sal D'Amelio, by the way.
Get your hand off my butt, Sal.
No, that's actually the Harvey Weinstein move as well. He's got two in there.
Okay. And then there's the Robert Kraft move.
Here's what's even funnier to me. He got up that day. His team is in the AFC championship game.
Right.
Yeah.
He leaves the house. He kisses his girlfriend goodbye.
Oh, God. I didn't realize he had a girlfriend,
yes,
too.
His driver.
Oh,
yes. Obviously, he has a driver. Let's face it.
Yeah. A Bentley.
Okay.
Yeah. And he gets in the car and he goes, hey, before you take me to the airport,
right,
we got to stop off at, Susie's Massage or whatever.
Right.
And I got to make a quick pit stop here for 7 minutes. I mean, the guy had it all mapped out.
I know.
It's comical.
That's what you do when you're in the AFC championship game. It's custom. You know, it's tradition.
That's right, right. You know, it's part of the membership to the club.
That's a good point, Bob. Yeah. Maybe that ritual he's done.
Maybe it was a good luck thing.
Nine other times. Let's
yeah.
have
oh,
the
yeah.
video
yeah.
of
They're
the last
good
7 years.
Charm or whatever.
That's right.
So let's talk about you for a minute.
Sure.
You're a very funny comedian. Do you mind being called a comedian? You're a
either one.
Like me?
I answer to any comedian, comic.
Starlet.
Doesn't matter
actress,
me.
Actress,
yeah, sure. All that.
Okay. And you got pipes. You really sing
very
well. Oh,
thanks.
And I have worked, we've probably worked together 3 or 4 times over
the
years.
At least.
And always a very entertaining show.
Thank you.
And I wanted to say that if you see Sheila Lovely's name on the bill, go see her. Very unique act.
Very funny.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
Yes.
Very funny, Sheila.
Thank you.
Yes. And I want
been
to
around.
Say,
you've been around. How long have you been doing comedy?
I've been doing comedy off and on because, you know, I kind of like was out of it for a while with the kids and all that. But off and on for over 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a veteran. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah. Well, you don't look it. You look good.
Oh,
you don't look like
thanks.
The comedy
I've
wars
been
of
drinking super
worn you
glue
down.
Every day.
Okay. Well, yeah. Hey, we wanted to say thank you for being on.
Oh, my fun. Are you kidding? I wouldn't miss it.
Thanks for coming up.
Absolutely.
And so we want to welcome to the Sal and Bob show a critical person
special
in the
guest.
Hyde Park success. Yes, a very special person, a new friend of ours from corporate. It's Heather Horschler.
Yes.
Hi, Heather.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
thanks for having
you.
Me sit down with you guys.
Oh,
thanks
our pleasure.
I know you're getting busy here. It's getting kind of dinner time, so we appreciate it.
Of course, anything for you guys.
So
how long
have you been with Hyde Park or the company?
A little over 15 years.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah,
wow.
That's a good amount of time.
I've been to every single location and worked at every single one, and
wow.
I will not lie, this is my favorite one.
What makes this place your favorite?
Honestly, the community,
okay.
The staff, our guests that come in, they're all great.
Well,
out of all the locations and all the different cities we're in and states that we're in,
yeah.
It's just everyone's so friendly here, and they've welcomed us in so well.
That's good to know, and I'm going to say this. Sal and I just came in as customers. We're so impressed with the staff and the friendliness of it. That's why we said we'd love to do another show, because we did one. In Beechwood?
Beechwood. Yeah, we
Ohio.
Went out there a couple months ago. Yeah, I've actually been to the one in Birmingham as well.
I have not.
Matthew Stafford of the Lions, he eats there a lot.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if you knew that, Heather. But he's got
a
special table. I heard through the manager there that any offensive lineman for the Detroit Lions comes in there. You guys have one of his credit cards on file. So if any offensive linemen come in there, dinner's on him.
Is that right?
So, yeah, that's
well,
true
that's
story.
Great.
I didn't
yeah,
know
yeah,
that.
That's true story. I mean, I don't even know if you know that.
What are we doing here?
But I went in there one time and I said, yeah, I'm a backup offensive lineman for the Lions. I never play.
You could pull that off. I never play.
You're fifth string, right?
Yeah, I'm fifth string. I'm the water boy, but Stafford said I could get a free steak. But no, he goes to that one, and I was just ecstatic that you guys put this one here, because I've always been a Hyde Park Steakhouse fan.
Good place.
So thank you.
I opened Birmingham location, and I loved it there as well.
It again, wasn't too snooty for you?
No, not at all. You know, I like the town and everything.
We go everywhere.
But I was very happy they opened this one, too.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm familiar with this area, so I was excited, and it's been fun.
That's awesome.
I mean, we make sure that we have it for everybody, anywhere
awesome.
From the happy hour, early nights, our regular a la carte menu, and then we have private events, everything. I mean.
Okay. What is the number one selling steak at Hyde Park? What are some of the things you guys just
Well, we do
sell
have the dry age steaks. Those tend to be a favorite, at least at this location.
Sure.
And then we also have two types of Wagyu.
We had
an Australian
here one time that was unbelievable.
Yeah, that was,
we split.
We got, yeah, you know what? The chef came out. He gave us a certificate with the snout print of that particular steer. It's a steer, right?
It's not cow.
That is the Japanese A5 Wagyu.
Yeah,
so
that was $140 for that steak. It was worth every penny.
Yeah, I took down
that's
my
great
pitch.
To hear.
I took down my pitch hit and run certificate to put that up the other day in my bedroom. So I gotta
ask you. What do you do with weird customers who do weird stuff? Do you have muscle around here? You got heat?
That would be me.
That's you.
So Heather just
you don't look threatening at all. I don't.
You know. Whether it's a customer having a bad day, a good day, or somebody coming in and just looking for something to do, no matter what they want, we make sure that they leave happy.
Okay,
they
but
are
what
happy
if,
when they're here and they
here's
leave
the,
happy.
We know we had to ask a couple of uncomfortable questions. What if you just can't make somebody happy? What is just, you don't know, no names, no locations. What is the weirdest, worst customer story you have?
You know what, though? That might be tough for her, because steakhouses, you're not going to get too. This isn't like a Waffle House where you're going to get some weirdos. You know what I mean? I mean, let's be honest. There's people coming in here.
Many, that's for sure.
I was trying to think if I could find, like, remember anything about Sal.
When he was done.
Oh, I was here last Thursday very drunk.
I was a few days ago. We were drunk here.
I had many glasses of wine. I was feeling pretty good. But nothing crazy. No crazy athlete came in here, maybe. And
we get the athletes all the time, and I can tell you that anyone from Detroit is very respectful.
Well, that's because they're not winning, and they feel
they have some humility to them. Yeah, go to New York. They're all jerks. Yeah. So, okay, well, so we can't crack you on that. You're not going to give up that. There's a story you got, but you don't want to tell it. You don't want
to
tell it.
I have yet to meet a guest that I cannot make happy before they leave.
I absolutely believe that, because you're very good at what you do, and you're very diplomatic. I just mean somebody who couldn't keep their act together, and you had to say, you need to leave. None of that?
I have never asked a guest to leave.
But I heard when
I did my best.
Well, you got a great establishment here, Heather. We're so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having us. It's a great steakhouse. And I love the, I don't know what you would call that. It's a protected walkway to get in here from the wind.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
It's really cool. I feel like I'm about to go fight Camacho or something. Like I'm in a fight, like I'm going out to the arena.
It's our way of rolling out the red carpet for
you. It really is. I wanted to just, can I get a table out there and just eat out there in that little?
I'm sure we can accommodate you.
It's really cool.
Well, when the summer months roll around, we'll have a little mock cafe out there. Where are you going from here? What location?
I'm not sure. I'll head back to Cleveland and then, you know.
So you're a road warrior like we are.
Yeah, where's your home at?
I am from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, but you obviously, when you move with the restaurant, you get a place in the town.
Yes, and I'm a hockey fan, so that's why I don't mind being up here all the time. Because we're a hockey town up here, so. Yes.
Well, they're kind of a little bit down right now. Like your old team, Columbus, is probably doing better than us right now.
Yes, that is true. but it's a hockey town. And
yeah, absolutely.
So I don't mind being up here.
Well, have you had any Red Wings in here? Because a lot of them live around here.
We have. I believe we've had a few that have stopped in here. Birmingham also gets a lot
of
the Red Wings because we've been there for years as well. So.
Yep. Your happy hour is pretty much every day, 4 to 7, I believe, somewhere around there.
Monday through Friday, 4 to 6:30, and it's in the lounge area.
That's
so
awesome.
Which
is where we are.
I'm going to tell you something right now. You definitely got to come here for a nice steak. Don't get me wrong. But if you're just working in Livonia or Northville and you want to come over here for a happy hour, try the burger. Your burger here, at least in the lounge, during happy hour, we split it.
A lot of this menu
but
already.
The burger is unbelievable here. It's a really good burger.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I know you're known for steaks,
can't say
but
enough good things.
The burger's
about the
amazing
restaurant.
Here.
No, I mean,
really good.
You can get it in the dining room also if you wanted to come in. And like I said, they cater towards everybody and anybody. We welcome anybody and make sure that, you know, if you're coming in and you just want a burger or you just want the happy hour, everything's very welcoming.
And I'm Italian. The calamari is unbelievable. It really
is Italian
approved.
That's great.
Yeah. I can't remember. I think the last time I got it was a week ago and there was nothing left on the plate.
Have you had the Duroc thick cut bacon yet?
I did have that as well. Yes. Bob, we got that the very first time we came in here.
That was
awesome. Bacon.
I've had that a number of times. I love that. In fact, that was one of the things that that we picked out for a trivia game we're going to be playing here with the customers. And then the game is actually called Hyde Park Menu Item or Sexual Position. And that was, but we got one here, the flat iron. How about that one? The Hyde Park wedge. Is that
I'll make sure that I don't say anything during this and stay away from this so that I don't give my facial expressions away as to which one it is.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate you joining us today, and thank you for letting us have the run of this place. This is awesome. You've been so good to us, and it's wonderful to meet you on a personal level, and we wish you all the best in your job and everything else that you do here.
Thank you, and thank you for hosting this here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. We're having a blast, and we're just getting started here at Hyde Park Steakhouse here in Northville. It's about 5 o'clock.
Yep.
Looks like the bar area is starting to get busy. Their restaurant's starting to get busy, and we're going to be walking around doing some trivia pretty soon.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
How are
Hello, you,
you
guys.
Now, we said we'd be back, right? And here we are. How are you?
We were
going on. Let's go.
Okay.
We got some trivia for you guys.
This is my partner, Sal.
Hi, you guys.
Hello. Now, who am I talking to? What's your name?
My name is Salam.
All right. This is Salam, everybody. So we have a table full of lovely ladies here, and we're at Hyde Park, and we're interrupting their appetizer and their happy hour. But we wanted to know if you would take part in a quick, and I mean real quick, trivia game, okay? Well, remember, we pre-gamed this a little bit, right? Okay. So we do a little game when we go to different restaurants, and we like to ask, and the game is basically this. We're going to give you the name of something, and you have to tell us, is it an actual menu item or is it a sexual position? Okay?
Okay.
This is either an actual menu item I'm giving you or a sexual position. Let's start with this one.
Okay.
The Hyde Park Wedge.
That's a menu item.
That's a menu item?
Yes. Absolutely.
You're absolutely right. Salam,
ding, ding,
got
ding,
it.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding.
All right.
Yeah.
Now we're going to ask another one here.
Yeah,
all right. This one's a little trickier. Let's see. Let's ask somebody else. What's your name, ma'am?
Oh, shoot.
Oh, shoot. That's not your name.
Yes, it is.
Oh, shoot.
What's your name?
Heather.
Heather. Hi,
Heather.
Hi.
It's nice to meet you, Heather. All right. This one's a little trickier. Again, this is a menu item or a sexual position. This is the tuna tower.
Oh, that's
Heather.
A menu item.
but could it be?
I hope not.
The tower of tuna?
It's for sure a menu item.
Okay. Well, you're absolutely right. Now, we have gifts for you. Now, since we didn't get introduced to these fine ladies earlier, there's five of you here, but we talked to three of you earlier. We're going to have Sal and Bob coffee cups, okay?
For all of you.
For all of you. We're going to get it.
That's our gift.
Really? You're not happy with that?
Yay.
Maybe she wants the towering tuna.
Yeah,
I don't know.
All right. Well, thank you for participating.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming to Hyde Park right. Steakhouse, you guys.
Yell into this.
Yay.
Thank you.
Yay. Thank you very much. All right, so we're here with another couple here at Hyde Park. We're going to be doing a short trivia question game here. Sal, why don't you introduce our contestants?
Okay, that sounds good. We have Dan and Amber from Novi, Michigan. How many years you guys been married? 19. He says the year. I like that. He does not want to.
That's 25, Dan. That's 25. Yeah.
So you guys are celebrating 25 years.
24 years. Be 25 this year.
Okay.
That is fantastic. Wait a minute. We're getting some chatter over here from Amber. What was that?
He's squirming because he forgot our anniversary last week.
Oh,
our
no.
Anniversary. He really
you know,
did.
There's no such thing as a dating anniversary.
Yes, there is.
He did fine. He said 1994.
Right.
23 years. And Dan, they have apps now on our phone that can remind you of that stuff. Well, I don't know if they're going to do that well on our trivia that we're going to do right now, but we're going to give it a shot. You guys want to play some Sal and Bob trivia?
Yeah, sounds good.
So our favorite movie that we talk a lot about on our podcast is Rocky. We're both huge Rocky fans, so we're going to do some Rocky trivia. How's that sound? You get it right, you get some Sal and Bob stuff. So
go ahead and ask the first one, buddy.
Okay, all right. Dan's probably not going to get this one since he's not good with dates. When was Rocky released?
1976.
Oh, he nailed
Boom!
It.
Boom! Just
he
like
nailed
that.
Nailed it.
All right.
How did you know that?
Now, Amber's really pissed because you remembered Rocky. You remembered the day Rocky
That's
was
right.
released and not your first date with her.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, great.
That
great,
was good.
Great
right.
answer
gonna,
there, Dan.
So should I go with Amber on this one?
Yeah. Quit looking at the answers, Amber.
Who played?
You're not allowed to.
I can't look past the bread. Look at the... We've got penis bread.
Yeah. The bread's
there's
amazing.
There's
here.
A phallic-shaped breadstick here, and Amber's fascinated by it.
He set it down with a straight face, and he walked away.
I laughed, and I thought, all right, is this guy mad at me? So then he put that down right in front of the table and laughed and walked away.
It is.
Well, was that an anniversary
really,
gift from
it
him?
It has a point towards you, Dan. You're right.
Let's hope Dan's got something like that for you on the big anniversary day.
Okay. I'll just hang on to this.
Amber is now holding the phallic-shaped breadstick.
So, Sal, what question do we got? Now, Dan, okay. you came right out of the gate when that was awesome. Congratulations. So, now this one's for Amber. What do you got for?
Who was Rocky's opponent in Rocky One or Rocky?
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, it's Creed. Yeah.
That's yep. Hey, she boom. Got,
ding, 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 ding.
There.
You got it. You won.
She's putting the phallic ship.
You guys both won Sal and Bob coffee cups and a crummer for you guys to take home.
What do you got?
Thank you very much.
An anniversary gift, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. Do we get to keep the bread?
Yes, you can do whatever you want with that breadstick. Just remember to send us pictures of it later.
We'll do.
But Dan and Amber, thank you for listening to the Sal and Bob Show and coming up here to our live event. We really appreciate you guys.
Yes, thank you guys. I appreciate it.
So we are at a rollicking table here in our night at Hyde Park. We have Jennifer, Jason, and Sharon, and Cor, and Dwayne. So we want to thank you for coming to the show. And we have Sal wants to know, he's got a question for you. So go ahead.
Okay, first of all, thank you for coming. One of the shows that me and Bob, or one of the movies me and Bob love are Rocky. We talk about it on our podcast. So I'm going to give you a Rocky trivia question. Cor, who played Adrian?
Talia Shire.
Oh, we got help from Cor, Spice, Sharon there. Well, that's what a that's
34
what a good
years of marriage will do that to you. Yes, you know, it's
all
like.
All right, well.
We're
like
one.
Accept that?
That's
you're the judge
yeah. There are a couple. That's okay. Totally acceptable.
Shared knowledge.
And what was your name again, sir?
Dwayne.
Dwayne. Okay, Dwayne. This question's for you.
All right.
There are menu items on the Hyde Park Steakhouse menu here. There's also sexual positions. Which one is it that I'm about to give you? Is it a sexual position or is it a menu item? Item. Yeah, okay. The flat iron.
Oh, that'd be a Hyde Park menu item.
You are wrong. That is actually a sexual position, believe it or not. Swear to God. I gave you a tough one there, man, because I would have thought the same thing.
All right.
So we have another couple over here that we would like to... try this. We'll try the Rocky one with you guys.
You're blushing. Don't give him sexual positions.
Which one should I give him, you guys? Rocky or sexual position?
Rocky. Okay.
All right. When was Rocky released?
I'm going to say 73.
Close.
Is that your final answer?
I just said close, so he knows.
You got a wife that can.
Yeah, I guess she can answer.
The wife can make the change.
She's actually good.
And I'm saying change it.
76.
Ding, ding, ding. They got it.
Pulled Jason's bat out of
her. He got it.
Jennifer with the save.
I always get movie dates for
that
someone.
Is good job, Jennifer. She saved you guys from not getting coffee cups. Now you get to have Sal and Bob coffee cups. And we'll throw in a crummer, absolutely free.
Now let's give Dwayne another shot here.
Okay.
Let's
see. Get a coffee cup, right?
We want a coffee cup or a crummer. You decide.
All right. What do you want?
I want to
go
try
ahead, buddy. You get Dwayne one.
Yeah, I just want to. Okay, this is. okay, so again, this is Hyde Park menu item or sexual position, the salty pretzel.
Oh, that's sexual position.
No, yes. That's not. I know that. I had no. You're absolutely right. Good. Thank you.
All right.
Yes, we all know the position. We all know. We'll be back around for those. Thank you, guys.
Dwayne, thanks a lot. Thanks, you guys.
So, who do we have here tonight?
I'm his big sister, Lynn.
I'm his niece, Haley.
And I'm his nephew, Caleb.
Who are you talking about? Who's this guy you're talking about?
And he paid us to be here.
Bob. All
right, so we got some trivia questions for you. If you listen to the Sal and Bob Show, which I know you do, don't you?
I do.
Of course
Every
you
Wednesday.
Do. You know that Rocky is our favorite movie, okay? Now, have you all seen Rocky?
Oh, yeah.
With Sylvester Stallone? Okay. We're
going to
ask
not.
You a couple of quick questions here. Let's see, and this is for a coffee cup or a crummer. What would you like if you win this?
A coffee cup or a creamer?
A crummer. It's the thing that cleans up the table that the waiter brings around.
I'll take the crummer.
You'll take the crummer,
all
okay.
Right.
So, here's a question for you. Again, this is the movie Rocky. We're going to dig deep on this one. In the first Rocky, did Rocky win or lose?
He won.
No.
There wouldn't have been a Rocky 2 if that would have happened.
That's a good point, though. No, he won the hearts of millions, is what you're trying to say, right?
Yeah, he seemed like a winner. He tried so hard.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
All right.
That's good enough.
Okay, that's worth a crummer. All right, now, Sal, let's...
He was robbed, actually.
He was robbed. I thought he won that. You remember, too, Apollo said to him after the bell for the 15th round, he said, ain't going to be no rematch. And Rocky said, I don't want one.
Yeah. Then they were both in a hospital bed.
Yeah, right. It was the beginning of Rocky II.
Yeah.
That's another show. All right. So let's...
Yes, Lynn.
Yes.
Is this, what I'm about to tell you, is it a menu item at Hyde Park, or is it a sexual position? The reverse cowboy.
I'd say that's probably a sexual position.
You are correct.
You are correct.
Oh, I redeemed
myself. You are correct.
I redeemed myself.
Good job.
Yeah, now what are we going to give her for that?
I don't have any personal experience.
She won a crummer, so now she gets a coffee cup.
Okay. Good going.
You win a coffee cup.
Who wants a question? Haley?
I don't have a question, but I have a comment.
Yes.
That this item is a very good name for a sexual position. The day dry aged bone.
Very true.
Yeah.
Haley for the coffee cup win.
Thank you.
Haley, I'm just going to say, even though you're reading it on the menu, is it a menu item or is it a sexual position? It can be both. You got to be careful.
It can be both. In reality, and that's the beauty of that.
You won. Just by pointing out the greatest name on the menu of all time.
Yeah. Now, how about one last question for Caleb? Let's get him on. Do you want a Rocky trivia, or do you want...
What do you want, Caleb?
I'll do the menu thing.
The Tower of Tuna. Is that a menu item or a sexual position?
I feel like that could go either way. I'll say menu item.
It is.
You are correct.
Yes. An ahi.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one, though.
Very nice.
You thought about that one for a few seconds.
Yeah. And great.
You guys, thanks,
Sal,
for stopping by.
Great,
we really appreciate you guys coming to our first sponsored event here with Hyde Park Steakhouse. You guys are big fans of the show. We appreciate it. And please keep listening.
Continuing on in our odyssey here at Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse, we have come across a couple of lovely ladies who have agreed to participate in our ridiculous trivia game here.
I mean, who knows what they came here for tonight, but all of a sudden we took them away from their conversation to come over to talk to us. So
yes,
we appreciate
and we thank them for that. Just a couple of strange guys in a steakhouse, and you trusted us. Thank you both. So it's Ann and Mary Pat. Say hello.
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 Hello, Bob.
Hi, Bob. Hi,
hello.
Sal.
Very, very good-looking women here,
yes,
by the way.
Yes,
very,
we're very
attractive.
Fortunate to have
and
them
where
at
do
our
you
table.
Guys live? Where are you guys from?
I'm from Canton.
Canton, Michigan?
Yeah. I'll say Canton because it sounds less redneck than Westland.
What are you, Belleville or something? Oh, Westland? Okay.
Westland.
Well,
Canton. Redneck.
The other armpit.
Is that like,
okay.
Sorry, I was
Canton
born
does
in Westland,
sound better.
By the way.
I'll admit it.
You were?
Oh, yeah.
You were?
I was born in Westland. So I want to, again, thank you for sharing your time with us. You could just be, you know, together kibitzing about some jerk that you both hate, but you've come over here and decided to help with the entertainment. So we have a couple questions for you. We're going to play a little game, and the game is menu item or sexual position?
Okay.
Menu item or sexual position. Now, you haven't ordered dinner yet. Have you? So you haven't looked at
it. We have not ordered dinner yet.
All right, here we go. All right, so I'm gonna throw out something here. How about Wagyu slider? is it a menu item or a sexual position?
It sounded like your what hurts? menu item.
Yeah, I'm going to go with menu item.
I'm going to go with menu item. That's actually both. It's my favorite sexual position. The Wagyu. But yeah, you're right. It's a menu item. And
it
you have won. Now, who came up with that one? Was that Mary Pat or was that Ann?
Me. It was
okay,
Mary
so
Pat.
Okay, so you win your choice of a crummer or a coffee cup. What would you like?
You're not going to use a crummer.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's a crummer. Oh, well, we'll show you a crummer later.
It's to pick up the crumbs off the table.
Is it a sexual position or a...
All right, so here we go. This is round two. All right. Again, the game is menu item or sexual position. And here it is.
Menu item or sexual position.
The long bone ribeye. Long bone ribeye.
I'll take that.
I'll take
Anne's
that.
Gonna
she's
take the long bone ribeye.
I don't care which one it is, Bob. I'll take it whatever
I'll
way.
Take it. Yeah. It's a long bone.
I'm all for it. Okay. Yes. Whichever. Yeah.
You don't,
it's all good.
You don't care if it's a
I don't
or
care.
Just,
I don't care. Just bring it on. Bone. That's
she
right.
She does not want the prize. She wants it to be a sexual position. She does not want it to be a menu item.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, so what do we do then? What judge, ding, 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 what do we do on
I'm,
this?
I'm going to give her the coffee cup.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
I'll take the coffee cup.
Okay, you're going to
the way she
cup,
said it, it was hilarious. She just didn't care what it was. That's awesome.
All right.
She
so
just wants it right now.
Congratulations to the two of you. You now have Sal and Bob merch that you can proudly display with your long bone.
Okay. Which one was it?
Which one was
it? What was the
she
answer?
Wants to know the,
it was actually a menu item.
It was that menu item.
Yeah.
All right.
she's curious.
Not in Anne's world, it wasn't.
Not in Anne's world, it wasn't. What? Wait, come on. That was some innuendo I didn't catch. What are you saying?
It was the long bone.
It was a long bone. Well, what girl doesn't like the long bone, right?
I mean, right? That's what I'm saying.
Well, let me...
Let's get Dr. Ruth in here. Dr.
Yeah,
Ruth.
And Sandy, can you pass down a couple of coffee cups for our contestants? Thank you so much.
Thank
there you,
you Sandy.
Wow.
There you
Aren't
go.
That's nice.
That's really
Official
nice.
Official Sal and Bob.
Merch. Oh, I love it.
We both use them for our coffee today, but we're giving them for you today. No. It's a joke. They've not been used.
That's a bargain. A bargain.
I mixed Theraflu in mine.
I'm sick and I had Theraflu in it today. That's
No, these are fresh. You know, these are made in China. You know, I wanted to get American-made cups, but we ran out of time to get them for these. So please, and no offense to our Asian friends, but, you know, you get merch coming from China. You got to wash that out before you drink from it. You know, you don't know what
Hey,
kind
maybe
of
that's why we got listeners in China. The
Maybe
people
so.
That work in the shops that make these are listening to us.
I never thought of that.
We're
That's
big in China
brilliant.
Right now. Or we've got two listeners at
I'm
least.
I'm so proud you're my partner. That is absolutely brilliant.
They just want to keep a job, you know.
Yeah. Well,
so what do you guys do for a living?
I'm in retail.
Okay.
I work for one of the big three.
The big three?
One of the big three.
Okay.
That's got to be Chrysler Fiat. Because if you work for Ford or GM, you say it. If you work for Chrysler Fiat,
no,
you say
I
one of the big.
No, I actually work for Ford.
Okay. Fords? You didn't say Fords, did you? Don't
no.
put an S on that.
No, nope. And okay. I don't shop at Meijer's either.
Oh, good for you. All right.
Yeah, she knows. She knows.
But I do
Michigan
shop
lingo.
At the Walmart.
Now you were telling us off air. You say you work in retail. That's not quite what you told us earlier. You actually have a website.
Yeah.
Do you want to give that website?
Sure. I own the blingthing.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's an accessory. The blingthing.com. It's an accessory store, online accessory store.
And so is it just women?
Just women.
Just women. Okay. So I can't go accessorize at the bling thing.
No, but you can for your girlfriend.
I don't have a girlfriend.
Blingthing.com.
Are you busy later?
I bedazzled my jorts. But I don't.
That is a great name, by the way. That is a really good, catchy
Isn't
name.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
She looks
Thanks.
Blingy, doesn't she? She's
she does. And, yeah. She looks blingy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you
for
both
you.
For coming and being on the show. Sal, do you
You're
have
welcome.
Any parting words for our...
Just thank you very much for stopping by Hyde Park Steakhouse today and then stopping by our table here to inquire about your lives a little bit. So we appreciate
no
it.
No problem.
Now go back to talking about the men you're dating at the table, and well, no, I'm
just we're just here to find someone to buy our dinner.
Well, you
That's
should
right.
have a, you should
you
have
gotta
good
have
success
goals,
here,
right? We
gotta
need someone
have goals.
To buy our dinner too.
Well,
we gotta get Heather.
I don't know. Give a couple more of these coffee cups out. Maybe you'll.
Thanks, man.
Well, thanks again, ladies. And
thanks
the
a lot,
of
you guys.
Night.
Thanks for stopping by the booth.
My suggestion is don't go with the crummer.
Don't go. If a guy asks you if you want a crummer, say no.
That's just good advice everywhere.
Brianna, thank you for being on our show tonight.
Thank
well,
you for
thank you
me.
For taking time away from your tables for a couple minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's, having it's, a few words with us. We really appreciate
it's
it, Brianna.
You're right. Yeah, thank
it's
you.
So busy.
You're right. So it's hopping in here, and we appreciate you coming and sitting down with us. We have a game that we've been playing all night with people. And Sal, why don't you tell her how it works? We're going to be playing
I'm going to go through that, but real quick, how long have you been here at the Hyde Park Steakhouse?
Since we opened, November 9th.
So you never worked at another Hyde Park. This was your first?
Right.
And you got hired in October.
Mm-hmm.
And do you like it?
I do. I love it. It's a great place to work. The environment's good. The people are great.
Yeah. Where did you work before this? Was it a high-end restaurant like this?
I worked at Townhouse.
Okay.
I mean,
Yeah.
That's a great place.
I feel like it was more so a place to be seen. Yeah. And
well, that's great, Brianna. Well, thank you so much. Okay, so what we're playing today is Hyde Park menu item or sexual position.
Okay.
You don't know. I mean, you probably know the menu very well, so this could be...
Sal's going to give you something, and you got to
this could be very easy for you. Okay.
What that is.
The long bone ribeye. Is that a Hyde Park menu item or a sexual position?
It's a Hyde Park menu item.
good one. Okay, here's another one. This is a little tougher, although you might know it. Flat iron. Is that a Hyde Park item?
It's not a menu item. Not here.
It's not a menu. There are other Hyde Park locations.
It is.
So you got to make a guess here.
Flat iron. I know there's a flat iron steak.
Correct. I you're right, but I don't know if that's the answer.
We'll say a Hyde Park menu item.
You are wrong. Flat iron is actually a sexual position.
Yeah, where did you find that? It was like 50 positions that you Googled?
I Googled like 50 weird sexual position
flat
names
iron.
Or something.
Well,
and they got caricatures of what the position is, and I didn't even look at that.
I'm trying to get a mental picture of what a flat iron would look like. Is it just two people? Or is it one person?
You know what? I think it's two people laying down, not having sex, is what it is. No, I'm just kidding.
Sleeping.
No, thank you for playing. She get a cup?
Oh, absolutely.
She got one out of two.
She gets a cup.
She gets a Sal and Bob coffee cup.
Yes,
we're also going to give you a crumber, but I think the whole staff got a crumber.
I have one, yeah.
So we would love for you to use that when you're...
All right, and she's using the Sal and Bob crumb tonight. Well, Brianna, thank you so much.
Brianna, thank you so much for taking time out from your tables to join
us.
Thank you so much.
She has brought a lot of business.
And you are so beautiful, too, by the way.
You're
really, really pretty.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brianna.
Thank you.
Well, we are here tonight with the lovely Anne-Marie, a server here at Hyde Park, who has agreed to come and sit with us and answer some questions and have a little fun. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hello, Anne-Marie. It's my niece's name. It's a really pretty name.
Yeah, niece's name. Great.
Yeah, pretty, very pretty lady. Thank you for sitting down with
us. Thank you. I'll tip you later.
Now, it's hopping in here tonight.
So it is.
We appreciate you taking a few minutes.
No problem.
I want to ask you a couple of questions. How long have you been with Hyde Park?
Since late October. We opened November 9th.
Okay. Did you work at another Hyde Park prior
I didn't. I was at Townhouse Detroit before
Detroit.
This. Yeah.
I think, didn't Brianna say that too?
Yeah, maybe. Brianna. We're like best friends.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
All right.
Yep.
Well, she was on and she did a great job. She won a coffee cup.
Oh, wow. I want to win a Keurig.
All right. Now, I'm gonna turn the question asking over to my partner, Sal.
Okay.
And we'll see if you... can match your friend.
We're going to start out easy, and then we're going to get harder, okay?
Okay, can't wait.
So.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to describe it.
One of the things that we talk about on our podcast, me and Bob are really, really big Rocky fans.
Okay.
We love the movie Rocky.
Yeah.
We do scenes on there, on our podcast all the time. So who was Rocky's opponent?
That Russian guy with the blonde hair.
Oh, you're okay.
She's actually correct. She's actually right.
That is
because
right.
I didn't tell you which movie. So you are right.
Rocky IV.
That's Rocky IV. Well, you won that one.
Okay.
Because I didn't say the original Rocky. Do you know the answer to that one?
No.
Okay.
I hate to interrupt you, but I want to ask Anne-Marie to do something. She told me when we decided to do this little sit down, you have a radio voice. I want you to use your radio voice to answer this question.
Okay. So that was our Rocky question. Now we're going to go off the beaten path here.
Okay.
I'm about to tell you a name. Is it a Hyde Park menu item or a sexual position?
Oh, gosh. All right, bring it on.
The lump crab salad.
Both.
Both.
That's good.
That is actually incorrect. It is only a menu item.
Oh, okay.
The long bone ribeye. Give you another chance here.
Hyde Park only.
Ding, 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 ding. Yep. You won. You are correct.
Perfect.
And since you already have a crummer, as does all the staff here.
Yeah, we love them.
Yeah, I'm glad you like them. Yeah, thanks. That was Sal's idea.
Good idea.
Yeah, we have a coffee cup for you.
Thank you so much.
Give us the radio voice send-off here.
Yeah.
All right, now signing off from the Sal and Bob Show.
Very
good. That's really
good.
That's awesome. Anne Marie, thank you so much for taking time out. Well, here we are. We're still at Hyde Park. They haven't kicked us out yet, Bob. And, you know, we've just taken over the lounge here, but we're having a great time.
Yeah, we are.
Obviously,
and
by the way,
I'm happy to be with you, my friend. This
absolutely.
Is
you as well, buddy.
Big,
you're
big
such a good
tonight.
Guy, and it's just a fun show for you to do.
It. Thank you.
I wouldn't want any other person on the other mic, seriously.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Plus,
Same
you're
here.
Smarter than me, and you make me look good.
I'm not smarter than you.
But I'm bumped.
I'm the Cliff Clavin of podcast hosts.
But here we are. We're at Hyde Park. Obviously, we promoted this on Facebook, and we didn't know who was going to show up. And a gentleman showed up that is just dear to my heart, man. Al Cedar is in the house with us. Al,
gentlemen, please.
Thank you for coming out.
And
gentlemen.
I have heard your name many times before meeting you tonight.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
so
you, thank
how
you.
I know Al, how I met Al, I started doing comedy in 1996. I took a comedy class at Mark Ridley's. And as you know, Bob and Nate, our producer, when you do comedy, and Sheila, who was our guest earlier, when you do comedy and you do a class or you do whatever, after that, you're done. It's like, you're done.
All right,
like,
what do I do
it's
now?
It's up you're, to you now. In. Now it's like you got to hang out at clubs.
Yeah.
And
you
and this guy had a room at, I think it was a Holiday Inn at Eureka in 75.
That was when I had left Toledo.
You gave me my first work, dude. I mean, you literally said, come on out here, do some time. Even if I can't put you on the paid slot, come out here and do a guest spot.
Nothing better than unpaid
and
comedians.
You really were instrumental in me becoming a comedian, and I truly mean it. So now, that's what you were doing back then. That was 1996. I kind of lost track of you because you kind of got out of that booking business. You became Santa Claus is what you're doing now.
Well, I am Santa Claus.
You are Santa Claus.
Yes.
You really are Santa Claus.
I am
and
Santa
by
Claus.
The way,
you are
not. He is wearing
Sheila
red.
Has seen more of me as Santa Claus than anybody. So, yes,
so you
I am
went
Santa.
From a comedy club kind of booker, owner, producer to Santa Claus.
Well, there's a little bit in between there, but yeah.
Yeah, you did a lot of shit. Now, who did you work with? By the way, what did you have here today at Hyde Park? What did you order?
I had an incredible strip steak. I've been craving a strip steak because everybody wants to get in all these fancy, this kind of thing.
I'm
and
a big
ribeye and a bone-in ribeye.
Yeah,
but I got a strip,
too.
And it was incredible.
Okay, good. So you had a great steak
rip.
Here.
I'm sorry.
Right. Now,
and let me tell you, the French fries here are incredible.
Aren't they?
They are
oh
good.
My
they
God,
come
yes.
in a little iron basket kind of thing. So, who did you work with in Detroit here? Who were some of the guys you worked with? I mean, do you have a Tim Allen story? Do you have a Dave Coulier story? Do you have a Mike Binder story? I mean, all those guys that started.
Well, they all passed through. Tim more than anybody. The other ones probably once on their way through. When I was in Toledo, we were at the crossroads of America, I said. So everybody had to go through Toledo to get anywhere else.
Sure.
Okay, 75 and 80, 90. So everybody, and we get a lot of the comedians traveling across. Like Tom Dreesen stopped in, if everybody knows that.
Oh, yeah.
He would stop in. Howie Mandel stopped in on his way through. A lot of them like that. And or if they were in town, they'd come by. Sam Kennison worked for me. Jay Leno worked for me. In fact, the Jay Leno story is we were out there in 08 on our honeymoon and went to the show. And, of course, Jay remembers everybody. And he says, tell him that story you told me about the producer that you worked with for the show. I go, well, he said, you did so bad, you know, you didn't even sell, you know, $10,000 worth of tickets. He goes, that's the last time Jay Leno worked for me. He goes, so where is he now? He says, he's out of business. I go, oh, who got the last laugh? So that's my Jay Leno story.
That's great.
Sam Kennison, we worked Sam Kennison in the little Holiday Inn, or the Ramada Inn down there. Which
Sam Kennison
really?
Was at
oh, yeah,
Ramada
Sam
Inn
Kennison.
That
oh,
I
yeah,
did?
Yeah, we, oh, yeah, we would come to, and that was kind of frightening for the people back then.
Now, what if you don't mind, what was the time period? What was the year, if you can remember that?
That was back in the late 80s.
Late 80s, okay.
In fact, I watch TV right now, and just about every comedy show on there, there's people that had worked for me. And there, okay. a lot of them are producers. I was just watching that show with the eight kids last night. I can't think what it's called. And Joey Gutierrez.
We're so old, Bob. And Joey, right now, eight is enough.
And Joey Gutierrez is the producer on that, and he worked for me when he had to get a dad permission slip because he was under 18 to perform. Wow. So, and Lou Schneider, same thing. Lou Schneider worked for me one of my first years. He's a big producer out there now. Mark Roberts, he's all over the place. And then Ray Romano worked for me back in the late 90s before he had just get ready to hit.
Yeah.
So Ray Romano.
I knew you worked with a lot of guys. I knew you. Because you had, I'm sorry, because you had... You had that room that I did, but you also had your club in Toledo.
Right, I had the Toledo.
I don't think I ever did that one.
No, you didn't. No. Yeah.
So Sheila was down there. That was way back in the day.
That was like, that was, if you could design a perfect club, that was it.
Is that the one that that was a disco?
Yes. Yes, it was, yeah.
Because there was, we were talking about another one up here in Detroit that was also a disco, but they never converted it.
Oh, yeah, we converted it.
They still had the disco ball in them. And remember Chaplin's?
Yeah.
In the middle of the room.
Not only did they have the disco ball, but they also, their wall was Lay's potato chips inside out.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The inside of Lay's potato chips.
So
it's like the silver
the light
lining
around.
Or whatever.
And when we were in Toledo, Sheila would know when our open mic nights on Tuesday is like, just come on down. It was open season. We'd have some time. Like 15 people on and on and on. And, you know, pretty soon there'd be one person left in the audience, but we just did it. We did a lot of paper down there, which means can out tickets.
Yeah.
So our Tuesdays and Wednesdays had a lot of people. And, you know, if you came down, you got a slot in Toledo.
Wow. So you did that back in the day. And then, you know, like I said, you kind of got out of that game. And I know you became Santa Claus, but how did that morph into Santa Claus? What were you doing before? You were involved in some baseball stuff.
Sports. I'm really involved in sports right now. Coaching and helping out at the school and, you know, president of the foundation. A lot of that kind of stuff that you get into when you get older. But I've been coaching at the school now for like, between two high schools up here for over 20 years now.
Okay, so you coach in high school in what sport?
Right now I do middle school football and varsity softball. So we're getting ready to do that in a week.
Really
and in
cool.
between that, for almost the last 20 years, I've owned a semi-pro football team. So
that's I knew there was something about you that you were said there was a football. So a semi-pro football?
Semi-pro football team.
Did you guys ever scrimmage the Lions and win?
Oh, no.
They would.
I'm sure we, wink, wink, we could have.
Sure.
I'd like to see that game.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, listen, we're playing games with everybody today. We're going to do a little trivia. So are you ready for some trivia?
Sure.
All right. One of the things me and Bob do on our show is we like to talk about Rocky. It's one of our favorite movies. Okay. So we do scenes from the movie. And so anyway, we're going to actually, that was going to be my first question.
You're going to fit right in here.
No. Okay, do you know the movie very well, Rocky 1, Rocky, the original?
Yeah.
Would you know who played Pauly in Rocky?
Who played Pauly? It's on the tip of my tongue.
Hey, give it swirl it around there a little bit.
I just can't think of the name. I can see him, but I can't think of the name.
Not Should we give him a first name?
Yeah, give
him
a first name.
Bert?
Oh, Bert. Yeah, Bert. That's him. It's Bert.
Bert.
Bert Young. Bert Young. Let's give you another one.
Yeah, that really goes with his persona, Bert Young. Man, yeah, it's Bert.
I tell you, that one you got on here is really tough, Bob.
Ask it.
I swear to God, I wouldn't know it. What was Apollo Creed's trainer's name?
Oh, mm-hmm. Jesus.
That's a tough one.
I know. I would not know that.
How about this one? When was Rocky released?
76.
76. You got it.
77.
You got it. All right, so you got the Rocky question.
I probably didn't see it till 77.
And then the other one we're doing, this is a kind of a cute game.
What's his turtle's name?
Cuff and Link.
Boom.
Yeah. I thought throw that.
Don't try.
I was hoping for that one, so I had that one ready. Adrian.
That's pretty good, though, that you remember that. Cuff and Link. Good for you.
Another game we're playing is Hyde Park menu item or sexual position.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a name.
Well, I just read it over a couple times. I might know it.
Tower of Tuna.
Oh, that's Hyde Park.
Correct.
But it could be.
Tower of Tuna, right?
The Ahi Tower
of Tuna.
Because as our producer Nate said, that's the sound she makes if you do it right.
Long bone ribeye.
Oh, that's a tomahawk, yes.
So what is it? Is it a sexual position or a,
I don't know if it's called a long. I think the long bone is in the description.
Yeah. So ribeye would make it a
menu tomahawk.
Item?
Yeah. So what menu item?
Okay. Got it. This is gonna be a tough one. Flat iron.
Flat iron steak. That's a menu
item. I'm just saying flat iron. Yeah, so what is that?
It's a steak. That's
you
a
are
item.
Wrong. That is a sexual position.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It must be.
You got two out of
three.
They
don't serve flat iron here because that's a cheap cut of beef.
Yeah,
they don't.
That is right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Well, you got two out of three, so you win. You and your wife Debbie. I met your wife Debbie tonight. You guys win a coffee cup and a crummer.
Oh, thank you
for being interviewed here on the Sal and Bob Show at Hyde Park Steakhouse.
This was wonderful.
Thank you so much, Al. So great to see you,
good
man. So glad you showed up.
I have practice out here. We have practice, football practice out here tonight, too. So.
Oh, you did? So you came out?
No, it's after
Al,
that.
Thank you so much.
No, semi-pros, we practice for nobody else on the field. So
semi-pro, so when do you guys play?
Summer. Semi-pros play a summer league.
You guys play? Where do you guys play at?
High schools, colleges, wherever we can get around a
field. What do these guys get paid to play on?
Absolutely nothing. It's for love of the game. Love of the game.
They get nothing. So it's like stand-up comedy.
So the word semi.
But at least you have a chance of making some money.
It's kind of inaccurate.
I do.
Sorry?
I do have a semi.
Yeah, semi-pro, it's been there for the years.
I've been a semi-comedian for 20 years.
Well, that's true. I don't want to say that. But semi-pro goes all the way back to... Semi-pro goes all the way back to like 1919. Yeah. When the first semi-pros to make it big was the Green Bay Packers, and they
so that
to,
was the first semi-pro team
that made it
that
big
made it big
back
that
in 1919.
Hated Green Bay Packers.
And I got a story here. And the team they played was the Racine Raiders. And what happened back then was that was their farm team to play each other, and they kept playing them until the Racine beat them, and they played at historic Horlick Field. Up in Racine, Wisconsin, which is the field from the Girls All-American, the Racine Bells, the All-American baseball team.
Yeah.
Same field. They got a plaque up there for it. And then what happened was the Racine team was sold to a guy down in Portsmouth, Ohio. Okay.
Tell me they became the Cleveland Browns.
No, they
please.
Became the Detroit Lions.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And I heard rumors a while ago. Yeah, I heard they're still playing semi-pro.
We had better success in Racine. We have more playoff victories in Racine.
When it was up in Racine, it was the Legion team because Legion football was the biggest Legion baseball back then.
Okay.
And I heard years ago when we were doing a lot of movies in Michigan that somebody was working on a screenplay that the city of Portsmouth was suing Detroit to get the team back that you took them illegally. So. And
I'd
I'm
like
sure
to
Detroit, we'd
back.
Say, take them. Take them. Go.
Jeez.
So that's a little story there.
Oh, that's great.
Dude, good stuff, man. Al, again, thank you so much for being on the Sal and Bob Show.
And we also want to thank all the friends and family that came out tonight to be a part of the show and to cheer us on. Last thing I want to say is we do this show all across the country, and we don't often have the chance to have friends and family come and participate. So we're on behalf of Sal and I, we want to thank everybody, all the friends and family that came up to be a part of this. We love you, and we'll see you soon.
Absolutely. So we're going to take you out with some more Macarena to end this great episode. Good to be here with you, Bob, and thanks for listening to the Sal and Bob Show. Baila tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, que tu cuerpo es pa' dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Baila tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, Macarena. ¡Ay!